Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, today I'm in Las Vegas for Sweet World. It's an event put on by Oracle for all of their customers. And I'm going to be talking to some of the movers and shakers, some of the founders and CEOs of the companies that attend Sweet World. First one up is Kara Golden. She is the founder and CEO of Hint. This is a category that didn't really exist before Kara. Unsweetened flavored water. And today she's doing quite some business. I can't share with the numbers with you, but she shared them with me. And wowzer, Kara, congratulations. Tell us about yourself.
Thank you so much. Well, I'm super excited to be here. And yeah, what can I tell you?
Well, I think the big thing is that most people want to know the story, because it's always the story, the story, the story. How did you get into this business? Were you in the beverage industry? Were you, you know, in the tech industry? Because here we are in the tech world. You obviously have some tech background. But maybe we start with the story. How did you get into this world of beverage?
Yeah, so I was actually started my career in media and then moved over to a little company that was a spin out of Apple, which eventually was acquired by America Online. So I ran America Online's online commerce for years and then took a break, had a few kids, and then decided I'm going to do something where I'm not traveling as much. I live in San Francisco. And I was really trying to do something that I felt like made a difference. And I kept looking around at nonprofits. And I think the pace of so many nonprofits, although I was passionate about so many different things, I felt like they just moved so slow. And then I really started looking at, okay, while I'm looking for a job, I'm going to actually get myself in shape. I'm going to start, you know, buying healthy food, shopping at Whole Foods and Trader Joe's, and like so many other people, just decided I'm going to, you know, enjoy this time while I'm sort of looking for that next thing. And finally, I realized that I was about 50 pounds overweight. I had terrible adult acne. I was really, really tired. And I just really said, I need to change this, and went to a bunch of different doctors who said, look, I think you've had babies too close to one another, you've been traveling too much, you need to like take it easy. And none of it really made that much sense to me. And finally, I started looking in my pantry and in my refrigerator and looked at like everything that I was eating and drinking, and found that there were so many things that had these words like diet or vitamin or low fat. And I started to really question whether or not those were actually good for you or not. And because I wasn't seeing the change in my own life around my own health. And so finally, the thing that I had the biggest relationship with, Diet Coke, I was drinking, you know, on a, depending on how you look at it, between 8 and 12 cans a day. And which actually, you know, the Coke company actually says that I was a heavy user. I wasn't, it wasn't totally, you know, unusual how much I was drinking. They love, you know, people like me, but I was, so I was drinking a ton of it. And then finally just decided when I saw, you know, over 30 different ingredients in the product that I didn't really understand what I was drinking, I thought, I'm going to throw that in the garbage, maybe even temporarily, and see whether or not I see any kind of change in my life. And I swapped that for plain water. And I found that plain water was just really boring. And, you know, as we were discussing before, I aspired to be a water drinker, but I felt like it was always a chore for me. So I started slicing up fruit and throwing it in water. And then finally, after 2.5 weeks, I lost over 20 pounds. After 6 months, I lost over 50 pounds just by swapping out this diet soda. And again, I wasn't drinking full sugar soda. I was drinking diet soda. So I like questioned this the whole way, like, why is this happening to me? And, you know, it's fascinating because I think today, I mean, it was interesting on sort of a parallel path. A friend of mine worked for the Center for Disease Control while I was thinking of, you know, this idea for Hint. And And she was working on this thing called type 2 diabetes research. And at that time, 13 years ago, when I was starting Hint, about 2% of the population had type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes. And today, over 40% has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes. And apparently, most of those people who are showing up with type 2 diabetes are not obese. They don't drink full sugar things. They're drinking diet, low fat, all of these things. And while I didn't actually have type 2 diabetes, I think that I was probably on my way to actually having this disease, which today is one of the fastest growing diseases in the world. So finally, I went after, you know, living this way for a year, I went to Whole Foods in San Francisco where I live, and I said, listen, I, you know, want a water that just has some fruit in it. And the guy that was stocking the shelves said, oh, I know the perfect product for you. It's called Vitamin Water. And I said, there's all these ingredients, and there's also, at that time, more sugar in it than a can of Coke. And they didn't have the diet version of that product. And so I didn't want that. And I also didn't want a carbonated version. There were some seltzer waters out there. And I just thought, I don't, like, well, every once in a while I want some carbonation in it. For me, like, I felt like if I was going to drink water all day long, I couldn't drink that much carbonation all day long. So I really wanted a still water version. So finally, I just, like, went home. And again, I was looking for another job. I was, not thinking I wanted to be a beverage executive. And then I just created the product.
The product is Hint. We're going to take a little break, find out about Kara and how Kara Golden started this amazing brand. And zero sweeteners, zero calories, all natural flavors from non-GMO plants. The product, again, Hint. It's delicious, and we're going to find out about this success story. This is Entrepreneur Weekly.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today. Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Welcome back. We're talking with Kara Golden. She's the founder and CEO of a company called Hint. It's a beverage company. This is a category that didn't really exist, the unsweetened flavored water. Although if you go to the finer hotels in the world, you'll see those big, beautiful things of water with sliced lemons or oranges or whatever. And that's basically what you have here. Zero calories, zero sweeteners, just non-GMO plants, natural flavors. It's delicious. I have some right now, cherry flavored. And she says she has over 100 investors, 70% female. So what were you doing before you decided to jump into a Coca-Cola dominated, you know, marketplace?
So I was running the e-commerce for AOL. And like I said, I really wanted to do something that made a difference in my life. And when I started looking at my own life, I realized how, you know, I had been fooled by all of these words. And so that's when I just decided, you know, if I don't actually go do this, no one else is going to do this.
But, I mean, this is a huge jump you took. Yeah. I mean, you jumped off the cliff. Did you have a parachute? Did you know what you were doing? You had never been in the beverage business before.
Yeah. I mean, while I had a business plan when I actually, you know, started the company. I mean, it's interesting because I didn't sit there and say, oh, this is a multi-billion dollar industry and, you know, it's ready for disruption. What I really did was I came at it from the standpoint of myself, right? And I thought that here's a consumer that has been buying a lot of these diet sodas and healthier and better for you things because I felt like if I drank those things, then I would be healthier. And I started to really question myself and, like, why did I think that? Like, I was the ideal consumer, right? But not, you know, too, you know, different from so many other consumers that are out there. Like, I would go to the typical grocery stores, and I think that if there was some big display of a product, that that must be the thing that everybody wanted to buy. And so then I really realized that like the decks were just stacked against me in terms of consumer health.
So you were kind of a follow the leader consumer, like a lot of us are. I used to drink Diet Coke until I saw a video of a tooth dissolve in a cup of Diet Coke. So I thought, that's enough of that. I'm happy for you. First of all, you look fantastic, 50
Thank
pounds.
You.
And for the fact that I have just gone on this, you know, eating better, drinking more water, I'm so happy to find hint now, because water, it can be boring, and and you drink a lot of it. So it's like nice to have a little different variety. I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the business and your journey into entrepreneurialism, and a little bit more about some of the mistakes you made and some of the things you're proud of. We were talking with Kara Golden. Again, she is the founder and CEO of Hint. It is an actually delicious water infused with different flavors of natural flavors like cherry, the one I have. I can't wait to taste all the other ones. Unsweetened flavored water, a category that didn't exist before Kara. We'll be right back.
When I die and I lay me to rest, gonna go to the place that's the best.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, I've just had a nice refreshing taste of the Hint naturally flavored water that I'm drinking. It has a hint of cherry, hence the name Hint. Kara Golden is the founder and CEO. I'm curious that when you hit to that point where you went, oh my gosh, I have bit off a big bite of something that is huge, and you knew you had something, but you're like, whoa, I need some money. You say you have 100 investors, 70% are mostly women. Maybe you can talk about your investors and how you got them and the business, the entrepreneur side of you that came alive.
Yeah, so I had used a lot of my savings for the first couple of years to really self-finance the company, and we were cranking along. We were in, you know, the Whole Foods of the world and many other sort of specialty groceries, not just in San Francisco, but also in New York City, and doing really well. And I kept hearing from customers like, oh yeah, just like you, I read your story, I'm really interested in drinking water, but water's boring. So I started to really get, you know, I think the feedback from the consumers was really the most important thing for me, that I felt like that, like, I've got it now, I've got something here, and I just need to continue growing. And then actually Google launched, and they were putting healthier and better for you products in their offices. And so a friend of mine worked there, and he said, hey, you should really talk to the person who's stocking the kitchens there, and they're going to have chefs there, and, you know, and it's going to be great. And so that was really kind of the first foray into tech firms. And then after that, we looked at raising money, and then a few people from the tech world who had been consumers of our product said, hey, are you guys taking money? I mean, we're really interested in doing, you know, seed investments. And so that was kind of the beginning of it. And as I mentioned, I mean, we have a big chunk of women. We have a lot of men who have invested in the company too. But, you know, the great thing about, you know, many of these women is that they're consumers. And so, you know, people say, how do you get people to like drink your product? And as, you know, they've invested, but how do you get them to like drink it and believe in it? And I always think that that's such a silly thing, because they wouldn't have actually invested in the product if they didn't believe not only in the product, but also in me. So that's really the story of it. And, you know, we have some other more famous investors. John Legend's one of our investors. He reached out to me after having it in Starbucks a few years ago, and you know, is always drinking it on stage, and people say the same thing, like, how do you get John to drink the product? And I'm like, he wants to drink water. I mean, he can't do 300 concerts a year and, you know, do what he does every day and look as great as he looks if he's not actually taking care of himself. So that's really the most exciting part of having investors that really believe in what you're doing.
Well, we're here at Sweet World, and I know you're about to go on stage. Maybe you could talk about, or maybe you could give some advice to budding entrepreneurs.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the most important thing is just really believing in what you're doing. And so I not only tell my friends and other entrepreneurs, but also my kids, like, it's like, you got to be passionate about what you're doing every single day. Because, you know, if you really, really want to be successful, I'm a big believer that you've got to be, you know, out there and believing it and solving a problem. And it doesn't mean that your, you know, neighbor or your best friend is going to do exactly the same things. But I saw this problem so clearly around not just sugar, but also diet sweeteners. And I felt like, you know, these big food and beverage companies really had, you know, competitors internally that were, you know, that were basically hawking sugar, right, and sweeteners. And so I just thought that that's like not, they're not going to be able to develop this kind of product in the same way. And they're not going to be able to say drink water, not sugar, right? Like, that's our tagline. And so I'm a big believer that no matter what you do, whether it's a product or a service, believe in what you're doing. And then I'm also a huge believer that when you're starting a company, no matter what you're doing, I think probably one of the biggest mistakes I made was actually thinking, I can't do this. I need to go hire people who have industry experience. And unfortunately, people who have industry experience have also been taught to think about things just one way. And so when we went and tried to hire, you know, different executives from the beverage industry, instead of actually moving the needle for us, they were frequently saying, oh, you're not doing this right. You can't develop a product using real fruit that has no preservatives in it to get any type of shelf life. And we actually figured out, just by putting on our thinking cap and really trying a lot of different things, just a million different ways to actually better this company and better health for consumers. So I think it's really believing in yourself and being willing also to work hard and be nice and all of those things as well.
Well, you've done a fantastic job. Necessity being the mother of your invention, Hint. Again, you can find it at Whole Foods, Target, CVS, Amazon, Starbucks, evidently. It seems to be everywhere. She's done a fantastic job. She's a wonderful entrepreneur, mother, and a very happy person that is 50 pounds lighter now. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right. Again, Hint. It is delicious, water infused with different flavors of fruits, zero sweeteners, zero calories, non-GMO plants. All good. Kara Golden, Hint. I'm Alan Taylor. This is Entrepreneur Weekly.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Once again, we're back at the Oracle NetSuite's Sweet World Convention, or I don't know what this is, actually. It's some sort of a big hoopla about NetSuite. But anyway, I'm here interviewing people, and a lot of them have some great stories, like our next guest, Paul Dell, founder of SportsStop.com. You are a lacrosse sports equipment retailer or wholesaler. What, tell us about your company.
We're a retailer, so we sell lacrosse equipment mainly to middle school, high school kids are the ones that buy most of our stuff, but we ship the stuff worldwide, really, and a few teams. But all the brands for lacrosse, we have all any imaginable gear that you want to have, and we also do some apparel and footwear now. So, but it's fun.
Well, and I understand you you have like, what, 12, 14 employees?
We have 14 employees, but we have this big 50,000 square foot warehouse, and we keep everyone busy shipping stuff out everywhere around the world. We
couple of million a year. How much?
We do 7-8 million a year. So
damn, that's not bad. I mean, that's for that few employees. And of course, we're here at Sweet World, so we're getting to meet a lot of interesting companies, from the candy companies to the big giant, to the, you know, Rachel Zoe, who was a fashion entrepreneur, you might say. It's interesting to me how these smaller companies, I'll call them smaller companies, are using, I guess, advanced technologies to help their companies grow bigger, better, faster. And I think you have probably done that. Maybe you could tell us how NetSuite has helped you, because that's why we're here.
Right. Well, I've been around for quite a while, since 2001, and I've been on a number of platforms. It seemed like every couple of years I was either having to move facilities or switch our software platform. But it was about 10 years ago we found NetSuite, and we switched to that. And
when you say you found them, I mean, explain. You were out, you were searching, obviously.
Right. Yeah, no, I was looking online. At the time, I was frustrated by the multiple components that I had to have for running my business. So I had, you know, you'd have your website, and I'd have another system for managing my customer communications, and, you know, I'd have my email systems, and then I'd have my warehouse inventory systems, and it just
complicated.
Very complicated. And one system gets upgraded, and then the tie doesn't work to the other system, and, you know,
is this why you only have hair on one side of your head? Oh no, that's how I feel a lot of times, by the way. I said my daughter had a baby the other day. And my wife says, "How you doing?" Because it's like she wouldn't push that kid out. And I said, "I'm bald on one side of my head. I've been pulling it out my hair out on." And that's how it is in business, when you have these systems and processes that aren't functioning and working together. And so maybe that's for you what NetSuite solved that problem.
Right. No, exactly. I was sick of the fact of having all these different systems. And so we had switched to NetSuite. Even at the time, it was a little bit of a step backwards, like on our e-commerce end. But over the years, that's caught up quite a bit. Now they have a good system there. But, I mean, it's just been invaluable. Actually, this last few years, the marketplace I'm in, lacrosse equipment's been, had been kind of gotten saturated in the last few years. So there's a little too many retailers out there chasing, you know, the same dollars. And so a few of my competitors have gone out of business the last couple of years, and where we've been able to maintain a pretty steady state. And I think, though, that's been because we have such good control over our inventory and our staff, and, you know, we're really efficient about what we do, and we've been able to survive that kind of oversaturation in the retail space. And so even though, like, say, the last couple of years, we haven't been growing, so we haven't needed them to grow, but we've needed them to kind of keep control of all the costs, and we've been able to reduce our inventory level the last couple of years and still produce the same amount of sales on it. We've been able to grow our margins a little bit in the last.
Is it the reports that are helping you do this, the reports that are generated? Explain that so that people understand how NetSuite actually enables you to keep a tighter, you know, grasp on what's going on and the dollars going out.
Right. Well, one of those things is with the inventory system. So we're able to set in whatever guidelines we want to have for recommending reordering of an item. So obviously lots of systems have simple things that are like, hey, if I drop below 5, then have me order more or whatever. But NetSuite has a system where it calculates, you put on a day's supply. You want to say, gee, I want to have 30 days, 60 days, 90 days supply of an item. And every week it'll go through and recalculate what that number means. So it'll look back at the actual sales of those items, you know, over time, and then produce a number and then say, oh, that's 17 for this item. You want to at least have 17 on hand. And then when you go in for...
Are you saying it's predictive then?
It's not predictive. It's historical that it's looking.
I got you. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There are, I know there are some companies that add other pieces to it that try to add seasonality and some other stuff, but we really don't need that level. So even just with this way, where it's looking a little more historical and it's giving us those numbers, it's just so easy going in and picking a vendor and saying, hey, what do I need to order for this vendor? And it comes up with a purchase order with the numbers that it's suggesting. You can easily, you know, tweak those numbers however you want. And really, for every vendor, for spending a couple minutes, you can reorder everything you want. So the person who is purchasing for us is in there once a week, sometimes twice a week, depending on the vendor, and reordering items. And just because it's so simple and so easy, and then we just keep that flow of things going. Where if it was a lot more involved, you know, maybe if it took hours or something to really calculate exactly what you need from every SKU for that.
It's complicated.
You know, then you wouldn't do it that often, right. Once a month or whatever. Yeah.
Let me ask you about cloud computing. Did it scare you?
No, I think
I get that a lot from people. You know, the cloud, it's like, they put a piece of tape over their camera on their computer. And it's like, you know, like we get paranoid. There's so much crazy crap going on in this world. Am I right?
Oh, well, what's your alternative? I remember when I started my first company before this back in 96, back then to have an e-car.
Which was football gear. I understand. I know you're a lacrosse guy now. I'm joking.
But the first company, it was also sporting related.
See, I just took a good swing at it.
Sporting related, I know. It was Sporting Auction. It was actually an online auction site for sporting goods. But back then, you had to, you know, a cloud wasn't an option. And you had to have, you know, we had to have our fractional T1 line and our server and my
fax machine.
You know, and you know, I had to have my admin guy with his pager or whatever. You know, it was just tens of thousands of dollars just to get something. And then here, you know, jump forward now for $20 a month or something, you can have a website that's phenomenal, you know, and is, you know, is all connected and handle whatever traffic you want or whatever.
Well, it's interesting, you know, because I just bought a gym, right? So all of a sudden, and I went to go buy the property, and the guy said, why don't you buy the whole business? I'm like, I don't want it. I'll trade you my truck for the business. He's like, okay. It was like one of those things. All of a sudden, I own a gym. Evidently, God wants me to lose some weight, so I own a gym. And I have lost a little weight. But I'm looking at it now going, man, this gym, a gym is not a gym anymore. A gym is a real business. And if you're a businessman, you can either have a gym where you wait for people to come in and you say, hi, how you doing? Yeah, our rate is $10 a month or $20, but whatever. Or you can really use these tools that are at our fingertips to accelerate your business. So even though I work for entrepreneur and I am an entrepreneur, I'm learning all kinds of new tidbits all the time, like coming to Sweet World here and talking to guys like you. I mean, who would have thought 10 or 12, 13, 14 people, whatever you have, can do $7 or $8 million of lacrosse equipment? It's because you're using the tools that are accelerators.
Right. Now, and it the great thing, too, with NetSuite is, you know, yeah, $7-$8 million is a big number for us and is great. But if we, you know, if things started exploding and we went to $15, $20, $30 million, the great thing is we really wouldn't have to change the system at all. Whereas, again, before, that was one of the things. I was always having to jump from one system to another because I was starting to find out I was like the biggest customer after a while for a certain system, and you just don't want to be there. So where with NetSuite, it's, you know, there's people doing, I think, you know, billions of dollars worth of stuff and transactions and everything. It's just ridiculous. So,
well, we certainly appreciate your time because it's nice to hear from an end user. SportStop.com, SportStop.com, lacrosse sports equipment. Thank you for helping us to understand a little bit about NetSuite. Appreciate it, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you.
He is an entrepreneur, obviously doing a good job, and that's what we're finding out about here at this fun event called Sweet World. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So I've spent a lot of time at Oracle NetSuite's Sweet World interviewing people, trying my best. The guy who is not an analyst, the guy who is not an insider. I am an entrepreneur trying to understand what is Sweet World and what is it all about. So to wrap up the show, we're going to talk to the Senior Vice President of Strategy and Marketing, Oracle NetSuite Global Business Unit. Good Lord, that's a gigantic title. Jason Maynard.
That's a mouthful. Oh my God, that is a mouthful.
That's crazy.
Holy cow.
So tell the world, now that they've heard all kinds of these kind of fun entrepreneurs that we got to interview, and thank you, by the way, for making them all available to us.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
What is this whole thing, Sweet World? Why do you do it, and what do you want to get out of it, and what do you think we should get out of it?
You know, we do this every year for our customers because the most important thing is we have to create, and we want to create, a place where they can connect with each other, because the best entrepreneurs learn from each other. And if you have a curious mind and you know that you don't know everything and that you can learn from others, you're going to have a great time, because we get you in touch with folks and you can learn from experts and you can hear what other people are doing. And so we try and take a boring old tech conference and kind of smash Coachella into it and say, wouldn't that be more fun? Like, shouldn't we have more bands, more stars, more athletes, more celebrities, more awesomeness, and just jam it into 4 days of craziness in Las Vegas? So that's Sweet World.
Well, it was very interesting to learn about, you know, what you guys are doing and how you do it and how the people are using the products that are created. But me, I am a fisher of men, you know, because at the end of the day, and women, I want to meet entrepreneurs that have succeeded in spite of the fact, like Rachel Zoe, I mean, fashion designer, she has no schooling at all. She just did what she loved. That essence, right? And you guys put her on stage and she didn't lose the essence of what an entrepreneur is, a passionate person who believes in themselves, what they do, why they do it. And that is something that I want to try and do on this show, is to show people, you know what, if your life sucks, your job sucks, and you want to pull the parachute, become an entrepreneur and do that thing that you've always wanted to do, there are companies that you can use, Oracle, NetSuite, you know, whoever the partner is. In this case, I won't go any further because that would piss you off, which I don't want to do because you got a big title there, Jason. But you know what I'm saying? The tools are out there for all of us, and it's only getting better every single day out here. Right?
Look, running a business is probably one of the hardest things you're ever going to have to do, right? I'm not saying it's easy to start, right? Because you got to make that leap and you got to decide, you got to come up with a great idea. But after all the fun of starting the business is over, you got to actually grow it and scale it. And that's where things get hairy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you try and create an environment where, you know, you can come to an event like this and hear from Rachel Zoe or Kara Golden, who founded Hint. She's like absolutely
amazing. Yeah.
Right. And like, I think this is my humble opinion. Like, the product stuff's great. And you hear about, you know, how do you solve this particular tactical thing? I think what people really love is they love to hear the story, right, of the mission, of the purpose. Why are you doing this? What gets you excited? What makes Kara Golden decide, you know what, I'm going to get rid of soda water, and I'm going to come up with this new category of a fruit-based non-sugar water. How did she do that? Like, how do you come up with that idea? And then how do you turn it into a real scaling, massive business now? I think that's what people dig. And so whether it's your show or any place like that, when you pull that story out, right, and that essence of what got them going, I think that's the magic.
Well, hey, brother, I know that you got something called...
Hey, brother.
What? It's the song. You got something called Go Wire. We're going to talk about that. And it is what we can do to all be more involved with your world. So right after this, we're going to talk more with Jason Maynard, Oracle and NetSuite, right here on Entrepreneur. And if you want to learn more, you can go to entrepreneur.com and listen to all the interviews in our podcast. We'll be right back.
Do you still believe in?
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So we're talking with Jason Maynard, Senior Vice President of Strategy and Marketing, Oracle NetSuite Global Business Unit. And so now let's talk about the future. GrowWire. What is it? Why was it started? And goals for the network, Jason.
Yeah, thank you. So GrowWire is not something that you would see most tech companies do. And we saw a problem. We have all these customers at NetSuite, like 40,000 organizations. And as you know, every year we bring them together for 4 magical days of fun, learning, education, networking, connections, and they get to hang out at Sweet World. But then the other 361 days of the year, what are they doing? Well, we had to figure out a way to keep them entertained and educated. So we launched GrowWire. We wanted to take the magic of our live events, which unfortunately are only 4 days a year because our livers and our bodies couldn't handle it if it was any more than 4 days a year.
Right.
We would all perish from the earth if Sweet World lasted 1 second longer. And we said, how do we turn it into something that was, it was a site, it was a place where we can help people grow their ideas and grow their business.
And you do a podcast there.
You know, we are launching a whole litany of things. Website, we got a bunch of research because we obviously study how companies grow by industry. We have a podcast. We launched a trailer for a TV show.
Whoa.
Full media network. We're doing the whole thing. And the cool thing, and this is the blessing I have with the guys I work with, is it's not about NetSuite. We intentionally are not making this about NetSuite product. We have this challenge every year when we do these live events where we have all these customers and all these great stories and speakers and the Rachel Zoes and the Kara Goldens and the, you know, the guys from Aesop in Australia who come. But we've got all these others that we want to tell their story too. We don't got enough room. We
right.
only, you know, you only get so much time on stage. So we said, how do we build a stage that can live 24/7, 365? And that's GrowWire.
Yeah, that's good. Good stuff. So how do I help that? I mean, it seems like we are doing the same thing. I mean, you guys want to lift up your entrepreneurs that are doing great and tell their stories. Am I right? I mean, it seems like that's what was going on there at Sweet World.
I think people learn from stories,
yeah,
right?
I do too.
When you're in business, you know, you hear a story and somebody says, gosh, I was struggling with this, and this is what I did to solve that problem. You may not exactly have that problem, but it's that seed of like, oh, you know what? Mine's a little different, but I see what you did. So Entrepreneur Magazine, what we're doing with GrowWire, we're helping each other. This is like a whole wheel here. It's like, how do we make sure that entrepreneurship thrive, scales, you know, and that we don't see anybody left behind? Because you and I both know it's the entrepreneurs that make the world go round. All the jobs are created by startups. And when we don't have a thriving ecosystem of new companies doing new stuff, we get stagnant. And that's where all the bad stuff happens. So
yeah.
I think we're doing, you know, God's work here to make sure that we keep businesses growing.
You know, what's funny is I've heard it on this show and around the world for many years about entrepreneurs. It used to be, and I say that again, it used to be that if you said, I'm an entrepreneur, it was, you're making an excuse for the fact that you don't have a career. You know what I'm saying? And now today it's not that way.
I was an entrepreneur when I had no job, right?
Right. But today it's like, I'm an entrepreneur. Oh, what do you do? Oh, I created this, or I made that, or I solved this problem. And, you know, oh yeah, that's, yeah, you want to take a ride on my private jet? No problem. It's like the entrepreneurs are taking over. And so I am just glad to be able to showcase so many of their success stories on this show. Sounds like that's what you're doing with GrowWire. How can people find GrowWire? What is our website? What's the story?
Yeah, growwire.com, GROWWIRE, growwire.com, and follow us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all the different places, and you'll see a bunch of great content. And we're working with guys like yourself. I mean, you're talking to our customers and our friends and sharing their stories, and that's the type of environment we want to build, is where we're, you know, we're all in here looking at this challenge of, you know, it's not easy to scale and grow a business, and how do we help make it easier for those entrepreneurs?
Right. Well, by the way, you said something wrong, because there ain't nobody like me out in this world. Actually,
that is the truth. That is the truth.
You know what, though? We all do gather together with the Eye of the Tiger. I should have played Eye of the Tiger. I have the song. Why didn't I play it? Oh, well, next time.
We're all in this together, man.
Jason Maynard, you're the best. Thank you very much. I think Sweet World was awesome. I can't wait to see what else is going on, and follow GrowWire like the rest of the entrepreneurs that are listening. Thank you very much for what you guys are doing over there. Appreciate it.
Alan, thank you. Sweet World was better because you were there, man.
Well, we brought a lot of the sweetness to the table.
You brought the heat. You brought the heat.
All
that
right.
Was great.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
All right. Well, pick up an issue of Entrepreneur on Newsstands Everywhere this month, May. Richard Rollins from Fast and Loud. I'm Alan Taylor. We'll see you next week.
Oh, wow, man.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.